It's a new year, and we can probably all use a little serendipity, am I right? The word has been used to describe all kinds of good fortune, but its origin suggests that serendipity goes beyond mere happenstance. NPR's Juliana Kim explains in this week's installment of Word of the Week.
Okay, see this book?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I get home tonight, I'm going to write my name and my number inside this book. And then first thing tomorrow morning, I'll sell it to a used bookstore.
When you hear the word serendipity, what comes to mind? A happy accident? A remarkable coincidence? Or maybe it's the charming 2001 romantic comedy about chance encounters starring John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale.
Well, now every time you go past an old bookstore, you're going to have to go inside and see if it's there.
Long before serendipity was the title of a popular movie, the word was tucked away in a letter to a friend penned by English politician and author Horace Walpole in 1754. Language scholar Colin Gorrie says,
he sort of coins the word in the middle of the letter, saying, this thing that happened to me, I found the coat of arms of this one noble woman completely by accident. I wasn't looking for it, but I found it, and it was a real instance of what I like to call serendipity.
Walpole said he drew inspiration from an old Persian fairy tale about three princes from Serendip, which was a former name for Sri Lanka. Walpole's letter reads,
as their highnesses traveled, they were always making discoveries, by accidents and sagacity, of things which they were not in quest of.
Over the years, that element of finding has been somewhat lost in how people use serendipity.
It's less to do with finding and more just to do with happening.
But Sanda Erdelis of Simmons University says the act of seeking is crucial to serendipitous moments.
What matters is not just chance, but how people recognize this opportunity and then how they act on that opportunity.
Erdelis has studied how people come across information important to them, either unexpectedly or when they're not actively looking for it. She found that these people tend to be highly curious, involved in different hobbies, and a crucial step, they excel in the art of noticing.
They have more tendency to stop and smell roses.
So for those wanting more serendipity this year, she says free up your schedule to give chance a good chance to happen. Juliana Kim, NPR News.